Alright, we're live. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Another episode of Quality Time TV. It's your host, you know, your boy, DJ Dean, in the building. What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in. Got some really good topics for this episode. I know that you guys are going to like it. Hip-hop has died in 2018. I hope y'all like my space background, too. I'm, like, floating around and whatnot. But, yeah, I got this theory that hip-hop died in 2018. We're going to be talking about that a little bit. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in each and every week. I see y'all. Appreciate y'all. If y'all interested in getting on the show, y'all got any thoughts, opinions, you can either email qualitytimetvshow@gmail.com. Y'all can email me right here below at itsdjdeem@gmail.com, or you could hit me in my chat and whatnot. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. SoundCloud, iTunes, whatever you listen in, YouTube. Yeah, appreciate y'all. So, to get into everything, let me pull this screen up right here. Alright, cool. So, recently I was listening to some music that came out. We had a couple albums that did drop this past week. One of the albums was The Carter Five. And I listened to it, and I really, really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed the album. But then I noticed something when another album dropped, Drip Harder, Gunna and Lil Baby. And I noticed that there was a really, really big hype around it. And I don't know if the hype was because of they're a younger artist, but I feel like, minus the fact, if we took away the fact that we were waiting for the Carter Five for the past 39 years, would it have had the same effect on us? Like, if Wayne consecutively dropped Carter after Carter each and every year, would we have been super excited about it? And that got me into thinking, like, has hip-hop died? And now when I say hip-hop, I want to clarify what I mean, because I know some people are probably going to get on me. But when I say hip-hop, I'm talking about our standard of hip-hop, where people over the age of 25, what we consider hip-hop. I would say that we consider hip-hop lyrical. We would consider it having bars. We would consider it having content, something we could take away from. That's what we're looking for when we listen to hip-hop. However, recently, since the new age mumble rap has came around, a lot of people 25 and older have said that they don't have that anymore. Songs aren't lyrical, and, you know, it's just a bunch of dudes rapping and mumbling about drugs and crap. And I feel like the old heads, you could call us, I feel like the old heads aren't really listening to what the younger cats are making, because they keep saying this thing where, oh, it's microwavable, it's not going to last long, it's not going to be around long. But if we want to keep it 100, this style, this mumble rap style, has been around for a while, and it's sticking. And I don't know what year we're on, because I don't really know what the origins is, even though I still think Gibberish was the first song that was considered mumble rap. But some other people would probably say it was Wayne. And that got fucking Wayne dropped Carter Five. Now, I was like, let's backtrack a little bit, and let's see, where did this phase happen? So I'm going to pull up my handy-dandy browser. Yep, I'm going to pull up my handy-dandy browser. And I was like, all right, what albums came out 10 years ago? Let's see. So I kind of did a little bit of research on here. Let's see. 2018 hip-hop albums. Nope, we're going to get to that. 2008 hot R&B hip-hop songs. Nope, that's not it either. Top hip-hop songs of 2000. All right, we could still use this, because this is going to kind of go to my point. But if you look at number one, it's Lil Wayne, A Milli. And he's number one. And what album dropped this year in 2008? If we remember, 2008 in hip-hop, the album that dropped was the Carter 3. Carter 3 dropped 2008. Carter 5 drops in 2018. And it is number one with first week sales at 1 million, followed by T.I., followed by Kanye, 808s and Heartbreak. The top three right here gives us the best description of what happened in 2018 as far as hip-hop is concerned. If you really want to break it down, Wayne was a rapper. T.I. was a rapper. Yeah, it was a rapper too. But 808s and Heartbreak wasn't really a rap, hip-hop album. So around this time, this is what I think, around this time, 10 years ago, is when that change in hip-hop started happening. When we started getting to the whole mumble style. Like, Ye was dropping mumble style records on 808s and Heartbreak. That was not a rap album. But it's put in the hip-hop category because Ye was considered a rapper before that. He gave us Graduation. Graduation's a phenomenal album. What year did Graduation come out? I'm actually curious about that. Let's see. I think Graduation was 2008, was it? Let's see. I don't know what's going on with my browser. Graduation, Kanye West release date. I may have spelled that wrong, though. September 11, 2007. Okay, so that was the previous year. He dropped it the previous year. Is when he gave us Graduation. And we could say this was the last time Kanye was actually lyrical on an album. Even though Dark Fantasy is one of my favorite albums, I'm not going to say that it's a lyrical album. I'm not going to say that there's punchlines on there. I'm not going to say that he was on there spitting bars, because he really wasn't. But going back to this chart again, let's even go down further. All right, so number four, we got Jeezy. Five, we got The Game. Six, we got Plies. Then we got Luda. Then we got Rick Ross. Then we had Nas. And then we had Snoop Dogg. Each one of these people on this list, we can say that they are a rapper. And now, by definition of a rapper, I'm going to say, going back, they're lyrical. They spit bars. It's not really about the beats too much. We're really listening to hear what they have to say. When we picked up the card at three, we wanted to hear what Wayne was going to say. And like I said, this was the number one album in 2008. Now, let's go to 2018. Let's speed up 10 years later and see where we're at. Now, we do have some rappers on here, and I'm going to get to that. As to a reason why I think hip-hop is dead. But there's a reason. Alright, so we got Invasion of Privacy. Cardi B. Great album. But would we consider it a rap lyrical album? Did we go to Cardi B's album to hear her spit bars? K.O.D. J. Cole. Now here's... I'm going to get to this point now. K.O.D. Great album. Phenomenal album. J. Cole is a wonderful artist. I'm going to put all this stuff out here. J. Cole is one of my favorite rappers. One of my favorite... I enjoy his music. However, at this present moment, there is no songs of KOD that we can say is going to be on Billboard Hot 100. I think. I'm going to double check that. There's no songs on there that everybody's sitting around bumping. That everybody's sitting around turning up in their car while they was driving through. While they driving around. There ain't no songs that's really on there. Compared to in 2008... when we had the Carter 3, and what album, what songs did we have off there? I could tell you off rip, we was bumping Get Money, with T-Pain, I think that was the name of the record. We had a Millie on there. I just had that list too. A Millie was on there. Lollipop was on there. We was turning these songs up. We was bumping these songs. What else was on? Got Money, I don't even know what I said before. Got Money was on there. But let's go back to this list again. 2018 hip hop. Drake, Scorpion. Are we going to call Scorpion a lyrical album? Are we going to call Scorpion a lyrical hip hop album? Would we have put Scorpion in the same category as 2008 hip hop albums? Would we have done that? Black Panther soundtrack. This is a soundtrack. And granted, the movie was good, but the movie, it's gone. It's just a soundtrack to a movie. It's not anybody's real album. Then we have the Carter 5, which we already discussed about that. Then we have the Carters, which was hot for a week, 2 weeks. I think the only song that we really still bumping on there is Ape Shit. I think. Astroworld, great album. Phenomenal album. Love that Travis Scott album. Not his best piece of work, but I love that album. I was just bumping on Yosemite the other day. It was really, really good. But I would not consider it a lyrical hip-hop album. It's not. Post Malone, absolutely not. Not a lyrical hip-hop dropping bars artist. Not at all. Nipsey Hussle, all right, he's on there. But once again, going back to the same thing that I said about KOD. Yo, what's up? Thanks for tuning in. Gina45, thanks for tuning in. Same thing with Nipsey Hussle album. I can say the same thing about J. Cole. There's no songs that are on there that everybody's on here bumping like crazy. Nobody's out here bumping Nipsey Hussle. In my opinion, maybe where y'all at, but I don't see anybody really out here bumping Nipsey Hussle like it's the hottest song, like it's the hottest album or hottest artist that ever came out. Same thing with J. Cole. J. Cole's album was hot for a week, but it's nothing lasted on there. Nothing really lasted. Then we got Kid See Ghosts. Kid See Ghosts was yay, Kanye. We waited for that album for a long time. Great, phenomenal. I loved it. But actually, that album was okay. That was part of that whole good music rollout. And with that rollout, I feel like there was a lot of stuff that was lost in the there was a lot of stuff that got lost with that album. I feel like the only person who really had a good rollout from that album was Teyana Taylor. And then next, I would say, would be Pusha. But the only reason I'm going to say it's going to be Pusha is because Pusha T had other things that associated to his album. He had the beef. And that, you know, obviously is going to play into, that's going to play into how many people are going to listen to it, because they're going to go back and they listen to the album. But as far as that whole good music rollout, I don't think we miss, and this is what I'm getting into, Nas had an album release on there. We not bumping Nas. Nobody's bumping Nas right now. Nobody. I'm not going to go outside in the middle of the hood and hear somebody bumping a Nas record right now. I'm sorry. All right, then we got Kamikaze, Eminem. Great album. And it is on the Billboard. Yeah, some songs are on there. But I'm just not sure how long they're going to stay on there. I'm just not sure how long we're going to really bump that. Denzel Curry. What else we had? Ray Shremmer. Cool Keith. Fontaine. Nicki Minaj. Queen. Would we consider Nicki Minaj a lyrical I spit bars artist? Yes. Absolutely. How far did her album go? She got beat out by Travis Scott, which was not a lyrical bar for bar album compared to Nicki. I'm sorry, but I don't think the masses was listening. I don't think anybody was tuning in to her album to hear her spitting bars. I know the masses were tuning in to hear her spitting bars. And that's what I'm getting at. Nobody is, our standard of what we call hip hop, when we say, like, let's look through the rest of this. We got J-Rock, same thing. Youngboy NBA, Tory Lanez, T.I. 10 years ago, T.I. dropped an album. I'll go back to this chart so you can see. In 2008, T.I. dropped Paper Trail and was number two as far as releases are concerned. Number two. I didn't even know he dropped an album this year. I didn't even know. We got Carter 3, Paper Trail, 808s and Heartbreak. Like, Jeezy's not anywhere on the list. LaGame's not anywhere on the list. Plies, and this is 2018, 10 years later. This is 2008. We was listening for hot lyrical bars. That's what we was listening for. Nobody's listening for that anymore, man. That sound is done. Sound is dead. I'm sorry, y'all. It's dead. Don't at me, though. What else? So, but I do want to clear a little bit up. So I'm going to say, I do say hip hop is dead. Hip hop is, the hip hop as we know it, the standard for hip hop has changed. It's not about the bars anymore. Nobody's on here listening to hear about, oh, this dude's on here spitting, oh, you heard this line, you heard this bar. Nobody's listening to that anymore. What we're listening for, if you notice the pattern, is we're listening for how does the song make me feel? What's the vibe that I get from it? How do I feel bumping one of these albums? And when we look at Gunna and Lil Baby, Where's that tab? I got so many tabs open, y'all. This is how my life is. I just got tabs on tabs on tabs. So we listen to Gunna and Lil Baby, and these dudes is out here creating some, like, I don't even know how you would describe their song, their style, but let's look at their projections. And the projections was 115 to 125,000. 115 to 125,000. Now, to put that into perspective for you, I think I still have it up. I had up what was the expectations for Nicki Minaj's album. I'll just find it again. Nicki Minaj first week expectations. Let's see. Here are the first week sale projections. Remember that number? What number did we say? 115 to 125. Just to put it in perspective, Nicki was at 135 to 150. Do we see how close that is? Do we see how close? And these dudes just blew up. Just blew up. Fairly recent. Gina says, the music out now should be considered a separate genre, not hip-hop. Hip-hop used to be all about bars. And that is where I'm going to get at. Hip-hop was never about bars. Hip-hop was a feeling. Hip-hop was a vibe. Hip-hop wasn't about bars until people started actually spitting stuff in the 90s. That's when it became about lyrics. It became about bars. Before that, I feel like all of that stuff that came out was trash. Like, 100%. It wasn't about lyrics. It was about, how did the song make you feel? Like, what were you talking about? How did I feel about it? Like, when I heard that, when I hear a beat come on, how do I feel? And right now, hip-hop is as hip-hop as ever. If we're going to use the terminology hip-hop, we can break it down to the four pillars. You can break it down there and say, you want to talk about the MCs? We still have the MCs. These dudes, they still in front of the crowd. They still controlling the crowd. We got the MCs. We want to talk about DJs? As a DJ myself, I'm going to say that the DJs don't get credit anymore. It's not about the DJs, but you know who became the DJ? The producer. And it used to be the other way around. The DJs were the original producers. When they was chopping up records, when they was spinning records back, that was the producer. Nowadays, sometimes the producer is hotter than the actual artist. The producer's line, the producer's drop, run that back, Turbo. If Young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. That was the hardest line. That was the best line on Father Stretch My Hands Part 1. That was where everybody got hype at. The producer, the DJs became the producer. Now, we want to get into art, as far as like graffiti is another pillar. We could talk about that too. There's still art in hip-hop right now. If we look at what album arts look like, our album art really matters now. And even music videos, you could even say music videos have become the graffiti, where you have the lyrical Lemonade dude, I forget his name, we talked about that on a previous episode, but even like his style and the cartoons and the vibrancy and the colors that you would see in these music videos, like that. You could say that's even the graffiti. That's the art. That's the what I see, the colors. And then lastly, you could go to B-boys. We don't have B-boys anymore. No, we don't. But I can go on my Instagram and scroll through Instagram and see a bunch of kids doing one of the new dances. That's out. That's hot. I mean, look at Shiggy doing the Shiggy challenge to the Drake song. I can't even remember the name of the song, and I play it every time like I spin somewhere. The Kiki record, like, everybody that went viral of dance went viral. So when I say hip-hop is dead, I mean to say our standard for hip-hop is dead. What we considered hip-hop, like you said, it used to be all about bars. Nah, it was always about the feel. Like, I remember having a discussion with one of my DJ partners, and he was like, yo, like, what's up with this music now? Like, I remember we used to go back and listen to a 50 Cent record, And the 50 Cent record used to, I used to feel something like he was talking some real shit. And I'm like, it's the same thing right now. We hip hop is as hip hop as it's ever been. It's just that everybody that's 25 and older is saying that it's trash because they don't understand. And that's why I'm saying hip hop is dead. Our standard, all of us, our standard is dead. These kids are controlling it. And if you don't believe me about that, we could go look at what's on these Billboard charts. So what we got right here? No Billboard, I don't want that. Top R&B hip hop albums the week of October 18th. R&B, no, I don't want that because Prince is on here and Prince is not a rapper. All right, boom. Hot rap songs. Now we're gonna talk lyrics. Hot rap songs. What do we have in here? Juice WRLD, number one. Post Malone, Drake. Are we gonna call Drake a rapper? Are we really gonna call Drake a rapper? Who's calling Drake a rapper right now? Is Drake lyrical? Or is he an artist? Or is he a hip hop artist? Okay, boom. Eminem, he's a rapper. Okay. Travis Scott ain't a rapper. Cardi B ain't a rapper to me. 6ix9ine definitely ain't a rapper. Kanye West and Lil Pump, I love it. Not a rap record. Tyga Taze, not a rap record. Once again, we got Drake again. You better not call Drake a rapper. Lil Baby and Drake. Once again, Uzi. And this is top 10. This is top 10 right now. There was no rappers in the top 10 in the hot rap songs of October 6, 2018. No rappers. No rappers. Except Eminem. I'm sorry. Eminem's on there. But he don't count. He don't count. He a legend. And how long is he going to be on there? Because if we go back to the albums that dropped this year, once again, let's go back to see what rappers dropped. J. Cole dropped. Wayne dropped. Travis Scott. Oh, no. Travis Scott, he ain't a rapper. But I don't see J. Cole on here. I'm sorry. Top R&B hip-hop albums October 6th. Let's see. Question mark still up here. X. So you can't even use dates because Invasion of Privacy is out. Let's see. Is there any rappers on? Is there any rap besides Eminem? There's no rappers on here. There's no rappers. Nope. Ain't no rappers. Russ, is Russ a rapper? What do y'all think? Does Russ get the title of rapper? A rapper? Drake ain't a rapper. Wow, Take Care still on here. But, you see, I'm all the way down at 37. And there ain't no rappers on there. So, this whole style of... This whole style of saying that we need to be lyrical, ain't it no more. Ain't it, Chief? Sorry. You ain't gotta be lyrical. It's about how you feel on the song. Which, I want to go into another thing. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now, that's listening. Right now, we're talking about hip-hop is dead in 2018. This has been a change in hip-hop. This year marks a 10-year mark from when Drake dropped Carter 3. To Drake, since Lil Wayne dropped Carter 3 to Lil Wayne dropping Carter 5. And within those 10 years, the sound of hip-hop has changed. We don't want to hear any more lyrics. Nobody's out here listening for lyrics anymore. We out here just listening for a good song, like good vibes. It doesn't even matter what people are talking about anymore. And you could argue and you could say, oh, that's whack and it's microwavable, but it's been out for a while. Uzi Vert's been on the charts for a little bit now. He's been out here getting his work in, and it's just going to keep on happening. It's not about the songs being mumbly or whatever. It's about the artist being consistent. It's about the artist being able to say that I'm consistent to have something and follow up with it. So don't give me Designer as an example because he wasn't consistent at all. Cardi B, consistent. And are we going to call, let's be honest, was Bodak Yellow a rap record? Was it a hardcore rap song? Let me know what y'all think. But, dang, what was I saying? I think I just... Oh, yeah. So, how much time do I got? I've been here talking to myself for a while. Man, like 24 minutes. Eli the Don, what's good? What's good, bro? So, Eli the Don says, I don't think hip-hop is dead, but I do agree that it's just not just about hip-hop. Absolutely. So, what I said before, I'll say it again so you can hear what I said. Hip-hop isn't dead. our standard for hip hop has died. Right now, hip hop is as hip hop as it's ever been. We still have the same four pillars as we did 20, 30 years ago when we called hip hop hip hop. But for some reason, we categorize it, people over the age of 25 categorize hip hop in this little bubble where you have to be lyrical, where you have to be spitting bars. And if you do anything other than that, you now become a mumble rapper. And when you become a mumble rapper, you're not going to survive in the music industry. You're not going to survive in the hip hop realm. But actually, it's the other way around now, because the artists who dropped lyrical albums in 2018, they were great albums, but they're not lasting. KOD was a great album, but it did not last. It didn't last. It's probably not going to, compared to Astroworld, compared to what else dropped, Carta 5. I feel like Carta 5 is not gonna last. Queen did not last. Like T.I. dropped an album this year and nobody cared. But 10 years ago in 2008, T.I. dropped an album called Paper Trail and it hit number 2 for first week sales. It hit number 2. So hip hop is as hip hop as it's ever been, but it's either you have to accept what's coming out right now or you're going to be left behind. And nobody's going to know who you are. Nobody's going to know. We got to listen to what's hot right now. The sounds change. And we could go back. I'm sure what happened in 1998, 20 years ago, is going to sound completely different from this list. So, I have a theory. Let me know what y'all think, too, about that. Give y'all a second if y'all need to catch up. I know there's a little delay on the videos. But shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Appreciate y'all for real. And to go into like the whole 2018 with these artists dropping music, like we saw in 2008, where are the albums at? Man, I got too many tabs open, y'all. That's how my brain work. And once again, those who didn't see it, so in 2008, the hottest hip hop songs was A Millie, Flashing Lights, Dun Dun, Oh Don't Drop That, Don't, that was that song, right? Paper Planes, I Won't Tell. We got a few rappers that are on here. Definitely got no rappers now. And let me know what y'all think, man. Let me know how y'all feel about that. Definitely let me know. C Papa was good. Quality Time is definitely in full effect, and you know it. Right now, we talking about hip hop. Our standard for people over 25, our standard for hip hop has died. It has changed. We need to get rid of that thought process of songs needing lyrics and needing bars and saying that the ones that don't have bars are not going to last, that those are the mumble rappers and they're not going to last. Because right now it's the other way around. Right now the people who are dropping lyrical, spitting this lyrical, styrical, miracle, biracle rap, ain't lasting. I'm sorry, but y'all not lasting. Y'all not. And I feel like a lot of times as we look at the artists. So Eli says, that's just the ego of our history. The revolution exists. What you mean? The revolution exists. What you mean by that? Let me know. I feel like another thing, too, I was having a discussion with somebody, and he said he never listened to XXXTentacion, and I was like, yo, why didn't you? And he was like, I didn't like how he looked. And it made me look at something and realize that sometimes we have to separate the art from the artist. We look at the artist, and we judge them. Somebody will look at a Juice WRLD and not listen to his song because he got dreads and he looks like this. The new sound. That's just the ego of our history. The revolution exists. The new sound. Yeah, and the sound is going to continue to change. The sound's not going to sound... It's not going to be the same. It's not always... It's not new. It's always been the culture to be a groove. But why is it that if it's always been in the culture for it to be a groove, why is it that right now when an artist does put out a groovy record, like a groovy record I could say right now is Notice by Lil Moosey, people ain't gonna listen to it because it's a little rapper, because he looks weird, because his song, he ain't talking about nothing, but it's a groovy and it's a fun song. I think it also goes back to people not separating the art from the artist. You see an artist like, let's look back on this. If we look at an artist like 6ix9ine, and we take his antics and his colored Skittle hair, and we say, "Oh, I'm not gonna listen to him. He's trash. He's trash." But 6ix9ine has continuously put out hit after hit after hit after hit. Why ain't Nas do that? Not even Ye did that, and that's one of my favorite artists. Ye's not even doing that. Like, there's no lyrical rapper out right now that's doing that. There's no lyrical rapper out right now in 2018 that can put out song after song after song and be on the Billboard charts. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying about that. Go on. I'm waiting. Tell me I'm lying. Can't. Because it's not true. Wait, did I even make sense just now? I don't even know. I don't know. All I'm saying is we need to separate the art from the artist. Just because an artist looks like a freaking anime character, 'cause they old, bro. They used to their capital. Who's used to their capital? Oh, you're saying like the old heads? Oh, they used up their capital. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. So why is Drake still rocking right now? How's Drake still making it to the charts? Look, how's Drake still on here? I don't think it's true. Eminem, I'm not gonna count Eminem. Eminem doesn't count for me just because his album recently dropped. That's the only reason I'm not using Eminem as an example right now. He needs more time on here. He rocked it and bowed gracefully. Who you saying? Drake rocked it and bowed gracefully? Gucci's on here. But is Gucci a rapper? I don't know. I don't think so. So, I also got this new thing that I've noticed with some of these artists, like the Gunna and Lil Babies, is that there's this new sound that's coming out. Eli says he used his capital wisely with the blend of lyrical content. So, would you consider Drake a lyrical rapper, though? Would you say, if you had a discussion with somebody and they were saying, "Yo, tell me the hottest lyrical rapper in the past 10 years," are you gonna put Drake in that category? Are you gonna put Drake in the category of the hottest compared to, remember, just so you have an idea of what was hot in 2008, Lil Wayne, T.I., Kanye, Jeezy, Game, Plies, Luda, Rick Ross, Nas, and Snoop. Would you insert Drake into that category as for lyrical rappers? You said, yeah? I don't know, bro. Lyrically, I don't think Drake in 2018, lyrically, I don't think could keep up with a Nas. And I'm not talking about old Drake. I'm not talking about Drake. Yo, shot of adrenaline. What's going on, man? We're talking right now about hip hop. Our old standards of hip hop being dead in 2018. Old Drake, maybe, yeah, but. Now, even his quotables, his Instagram quotes on Scorpion wasn't even that hot. It was okay. Thank me later. We had a list of Instagram captions that we was using off Thank Me Later. And what year was Thank Me Later? Let's see. Thank Me Later release date. There we go. Thank Me Later release date. That old Drake? Hell yeah. That old Drake? Drake to Scorpion Drake? Scorpion Drake? Nah. Well, what is this? What did I just look up? I don't even know what I just looked up. June 2010. 2010. I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't say I could put New Drake in the category of lyrical rappers. Because then I would say, I feel like if you say that, you have to say that your standard for a lyrical rapper has gone down. You fuck with Scorpion Drake? That was an okay album, man. This one was, it was aight. We gotta hit him with the aight. It's cool. Like, let's see what was on here again. Make sure I'm not hating. he told a story through his album. What story? The Drake story? God's plan. I'm upset. Mob ties. What song on here? Let me get to the. Let me really look. What song on here would you really say was a lyrical song though? What song in this album would you say was he was spitting bars? Cause he usually gives us the 5 a.m. joints. Shot of Adrenaline says, because Scorpion was so personal, it was bound to not connect with as many people as previous albums. But he definitely was talking wicked through the story of the album. And then Eli says, it was okay, but it was an interpretation of his Drake situation. The whole thing. So going back to what Shot of Adrenaline says, because Scorpion was so personal, it was bound to not connect with as many people as previous albums. But he definitely was talking wicked through the story of the album. Yeah. All right. So. But would you say that this style of album was a complete hip hop album? He had two sides to it. He made like a R&B style and he did this hip hop style. But would we go and say, yo, that was the hottest hip hop album of 2018 compared to all the other albums that came out in 2018? Are we going to say that was a hot? I don't know what I did with that. Too many tabs, boy. Oh wait, what's this? Oh, hip hop songs. Oh wait, definitely not. I agree. Yeah, so going back, will we say as far as a hip hop rap album that KOD and Scorpion was on the same level as far as a lyrical rap album with pure content on there? Would we say that? Because I wouldn't. I definitely would not say that. And that's why I say that our standard of hip-hop has died in 2018. What do y'all say is the hottest album so far that came out this year? What is the hottest album that came out? And then we can dissect that. And whatever album that is, let's see how many songs there are lyrical rap style songs. I believe that we're getting back into this R&B style of music where we want to hear people singing, where we want to hear something that we could sing along to and feel good to. That's why I feel like people enjoy a Gunna and Lil Baby. So Shot of Adrenaline says, we've been tuned into Drake's story since So Far Gone. This is just a phase he's going through that many of us can't really relate to personally. And, all right, so definitely not a super hip hop album though. We all agree on that. So when was the last time a super hip-hop album was considered one of the hottest albums of the year? Because right now, like, all right, I get it. Like, Drake's story and, like, he created, like, this whole album to tell his story. But what happened to all the other greats that dropped an album this year? Kanye. And I'm a super Kanye fan, so I hate putting him in that category. Nas dropped the album. Don't even remember that. T.I. apparently dropped. Forgot about that. You want to bring up new artists too, because you say that they used up their capital. Nipsey Hussle, great album. But how many people is out here bumping Nipsey Hussle's album as the hottest album that's out? Under the rug. What else? And I feel like the same thing is going to happen to Carter 5. Carter 5 just came out, but give it some time. Nobody's going to care about it. Queen wasn't a hip-hop album. What else? What else is on here? Who else? Logic dropped that Bobby Tarantino joint. Swept. Styles P dropped the album this year. There's nothing on here that's super lyrical that I can say was hot this year. Kendrick's Damn album was the last. I agree. Okay, now we talking. I agree. And that was 2017. And that's why. So, Shot of Adrenaline, I don't know if I read that or not, because I got mad hype. Kendrick's Damn album was the last major hip-hop album to drop and have crazy accolades in 2017. And that's exactly why I said that style, died in 2018. It's not, I'm gonna correct it because some of y'all wasn't here, but I'm not saying hip hop is dead. I'm saying our style that we look at as far as hip hop is dead. Hip hop is as hip hop as it's ever been. Hip hop is the same hip hop that it was 20 years ago. It just looks different. It just sounds different. But if it's still having the same qualities, the same principles, it's still hip hop. Don't get it twisted. Kendrick dropped a phenomenal album with Damn. Damn was great. But and this goes back to what Eli said about using up their capital. When did Section 80 come out? Section 80 was like, man, I don't want to know the songs. Oops. This was 2011. So he's about to hit like 20 years too. Eli says, Kanye did well because of the story, but didn't explain anything in his album enough. Nipsey was top five, but I don't know, bro. I think the attention span has shifted. Exactly. That's exactly it. Nipsey's album was really good, but people don't want to hear that anymore. I'm sorry. They don't want to hear it. Ye's, you talking about Ye? Because I didn't really, Ye was okay, but I didn't think it was as, as far as all albums, Kanye, that's at the bottom of the list for me. That's at the bottom of the list. Ye, and I'm a Kanye fan. Bottom of the list. Like, Ye was, I tried to make it work. But, you know, I think that we're getting into this R&B style of music. And I'm seeing it with the Gunna and the Lil Baby. I'm seeing that people are more in tuned. Like, you look at, let's look at the top 100 again. And it's Lucid Dreams, Juice WRLD. People like to sing to these songs. Like, Sicko Mode. Kid C Ghost was the only good Ye project this year. Absolutely. But apparently he got another one coming out in November. If he's thinking like the way how I'm thinking, maybe he's going back and revamping it. He's realizing that whole lyrical, spiritual, miracle, biracle, zirical stuff ain't it no more. It's about the feel on all of these songs. Better Now, Sicko Mode, Fifi, I love it. All right. I may be alone, but you still play it today. Wait, what album you still play, bro? I love it. It was an album that Ye dropped. Not an album. I love it. Was a song that Ye dropped, and it's hitting. It's hitting, and I can say that he figured out that formula of saying, I can't be putting out these rap songs. I need to be putting out something that somebody feels. I love it. Feels really good. It feel Kid C Ghost. I tried listening to it actually last week, bro. I ain't really do much with it. But I love it. Feels really good. And how much time I got? I got like 15 minutes left before IG decides to kick me off. You know, IG be playing around. Let's see. Mo Bamba. I feel like Mo Bamba's gonna hit the top of this list soon. Man, once the masses really, really start getting into it, Mo Bamba's going to hit. Definitely going to hit. Yeah. I think that's it on here. But what I'm getting at is that people want to sing along, man. That whole R&B style. And I don't know if y'all seen this dude. This dude's been walking around with a ukulele and, like, playing with rappers. Like, he's been playing songs and they've been rapping over it. And it sounds really dope. Sorry about that, y'all. This dude, Ener Banks. Have y'all heard of this dude, Ener Banks? The lyrical stuff works today, but it has to be mixed well with today's sonic standards. I could agree with you, but to a certain extent, because. Go. Hold on, we're not gonna play that yet. This joint's too hard. I could agree with you, because Wayne was doing that. That's what Wayne, in my opinion, that's what Wayne did on Carter 5. Wayne 100% used his old sound and brought it to a modern day style. 100%. Now, I'm just curious to see how long that's going to last. Because right now, does Wayne have any records on the Hot 100? And it might be too soon to, like, say this, but that's just how I'm just looking into the future right now. I don't mean I'm not, like, That's a Raven dude or anything, but yeah, that dude did it. Yo, that video with Kodak, it was so dope. Yeah, exactly. Carter 5 did that style very well. He was able to transfer it over. I just want y'all to watch this. So just so I can kind of, I'm going to play a couple clips just so y'all can get an idea of what I'm saying.
Okay, now times done got harder and we done got tougher. I didn't anticipate it, but shit's a lot rougher. How can you thrive and succeed but not suffer? Struggle make you real and the nigga got gutter. But soon straight steaks on my plate, hot butter. And everything gonna open up, stop clutter. So I'ma tell you, slow your roll, stand tall, don't fold. Everything that glitters ain't gold. You should, cause we all know how it goes. I know it's bad, so let me tell you about it. All that glitters ain't gold.
And don't get it twisted. This YBN Cordae, I think that's how you pronounce the name. This dude can rap. He can spit. Yo, if y'all haven't listened to YBN Cordae spit some lyrics, he did the response to J. Cole's song. I forget what song it was, but when J. Cole was calling out the younger cats, he did a response to that. Lyrical. Like, super, super lyrical. I'm going to play that Kodak Black one, too.
My brother, he just watched me down with bleach. Positive baby, snotty nose, hair peasy. Now everybody across the globe trying to beat me. I miss my niggas, hope they see me on the TV. I'm on Instagram showing off my VVs. You don't understand that it wasn't easy. I've been walking around with my head peasy. Shot a nigga, took a shower with the bleach, y'all. And my mind fell victim to the squeeze. I'm sorry. I'm in middle school selling weed in the hallway. Started skipping school, got in beef, started robbing. Jack with MIG, we like Batman and Robin. God, I know you looking out for me through the darkness. Blood in my eyes, I'm going blind. Oh, stuck in these streets, feel like my life froze. I've been running these streets, got me dehydrated. I've been living so crazy, feel like I'm dying, but I'm going blind.
I just want to pause it right here, because every time I watch this video, I get chills, man. I'm not a Kodak fan, but when I heard this the first time, I felt it. Like, I felt where he was coming from. And this is what I was getting at. That this new sound, I feel like I can understand, I can relate. Like, look at his face. Like, you could see, like, he was really thinking about, yo, show, what's going on? He went in. He definitely did go in. Like, it was nothing lyrical in here at all. There was no bars in this. There was nothing in here that was like, yo, he's spitting some punchlines in here. Never said that, but you know what? I felt it. I felt it on a different level, and that's what it's about in 2018. If you're going to be a hip-hop artist, people have to be able to feel your songs like that. Another one I liked was Roddy Ricch's. This one was really good. Yeah. Show said run it back. Yo, that one is... Exactly, just story. Exactly.
I just been balling out every season, knowing some niggas I left in the beach. I just been married to double cup, I gotta pull me a four inside another leap. Tired of bending and running up, I gotta put the new bells inside of the freezer. Back at the trap, I was ducking them people, ducking the birds, sending out them eagles. All of my diamonds gon' bust out the meter. Dripping water, nigga, Aquafina. Damn that bitch cabin if she think I need her. Hit her one time and then I gotta leave her. I'm a real street nigga, gotta keep it a wrap with my people. Turn the whole squad to bosses. I can be kicking shit like I'm Adidas. Young nigga pulling up inside the Bentley truck. I be popping shit like hot grease. I remember days
sitting at the trap, got it, caught a plug, got a cop three. Looked at the Pablo Escobar, money meet your chopo, that's my top three. Bitch, I was serving the sidewalk, then I cop the drop, hopped in the streets. You can't damn a young nigga that's hot as me. All my niggas do murders and robbery. Got about 20 racks in the robbing jeans. Niggas looking like I wanna...
See, and what y'all saying over here? Let me see what y'all talking about. None, just story. Show says, yeah, it's no lyrics. It's just stories. Oh, heart. You feel this. And I could say when I was listening to a lot of these rappers that was coming out, when I was listening to Nas' album, I got chills when I heard Kodak do that last video. Like, goosebumps on my arms because I felt it. Like, it was an energy in there. Eli says, play that cold response. I'm going to see if I can play that. I don't know if YouTube's going to block me or not. They might block me. I don't know if I could play that. And then Shot of Adrenaline says, word, people want to feel these things. Sign of the times. And you're 100% right. It's about how do I feel when I'm done listening to this song. Like, granted, when we was growing up, spitting the bars used to feel great. It used to feel good. But when I can sit and I can sing a song like a Lucid Dreams, like one of these songs where I can relate, tell that story, like Show says, tell that story, even if it's not my story, I feel what you're going through. I can relate to that because it's an art. And I want to bring up XXXTentacion because in the same regards, when I first heard the album 17, I wasn't going through what he was going through, but I could feel the emotion in there. I could feel that this was stuff that he was going through that bothered him. This is what art is. Art is about expressing yourself. And sometimes dudes is rapping about the drugs. They are rapping about stuff that a lot of people probably don't care about. But, and then people will say, we're not going to listen to that. We're not going to listen to it because we can't relate. Well, it's not always just about relating. It's actually listening to a story. You go to the movie theaters and you watch a war movie, you still enjoy it. Even though you're not in a war, you go and you watch a horror movie, you watch some crazy movie about some crazy thing that happened, but you still enjoy it because you put yourself in that person's shoes. Why can't you do that with this music? Show says, when we bring you up. Yo, hit me, man. We're going to get an episode going. Patient. I also have another show, New York City, December 8th in Harlem. That's what's up. So you're going to be up here in New York, man. That's what's up. We're going to get you to co-host an episode. I want to get some of your thoughts because I know you your style relates to some of this where you have emotion, you got feeling there, and you could talk about all these going back to 2008, 10 years ago when we was listening to Carter 3. Yeah, it was some songs in there, but it was still just about bars. Like this, I'm really like this dude, man. This ukulele dude. I hope he dropped like a mixtape or something. I'll definitely buy it because it's dope. He has a lot of people on him. He's found another one that I liked. This is the dude Lil Moozy I was talking about a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I was born out a young nigga black star. And no foreign system lines, you can't catch up. You was hating, but you switch up cause I'm next up. I got a link and some 40 in my record. Bitches change, yeah, I like I ain't all this. Getting money, nigga, that my main focus. But 223 and you out of, you don't know.
Well, I gotta pause this real quick cause Show brings up a good point. I just wanna add to that. He said bars change the stories. I don't think it was just stories. I think the bars change to the feeling, and the stories is in the feeling. Because I could listen to like Notice, and he's not telling much of a story, but just the way how he feels on there, it feels really good to me. Like it warms my heart, warms my soul. Yo, this dude, this ukulele dude, man, is dope, man, for real. Shout out to him. I like what he's doing. This one was good too. He did one with Chance. Oh, I gotta check that out.
So my niggas that ain't gon' just know I love you. Been all the time from the shine to the struggle. Try to see your pictures one more time, just wanna hug you. From the blood jugging hard to the clubbing. Gotta be a man in these streets. And if even around here won't understand in these streets, gotta watch your back, a nigga Jackson, or your homie be clean. Get the about the man, make sure your family eat. Yeah, get all my thug soldiers. Be ready to bust quick, but I'm tired of losing all my niggas to some fuck shit. I swear we a family, we making times hard. Gotta stop killing each other. Let the police do their job. Lost La Bula, Big Kid, Gabe, and La Menzo, La Lenny. I wish that list to be finished.
Man, I gotta check. I'm about to play that. I didn't know he did one with Chance. I literally just found this dude's name out today. I watched all his videos and nobody ever put what his name is in the videos. It started getting me tight. Oh, wait. I think I remember this.
Complaining about how in high school he could, but it's ACL. Hey, be club. Then my daddy high. You just an uncle from ATL. You better take out that trash. Boy, get your big grown ass on, old ass on. Broke ass drinking up all the milk, but can't do no laundry. E-harmony romance on. Watch tone, folk. Talking to grown folk. Yeah, get that bass out your voice. You was sounding like tone low. Now watch how I move. Different chapters, decisions, mission, visit pastors. Everybody finally can say it out loud. Your favorite rapper, a Christian rapper. And I got faith in my fate and my soul and my taping, a caping and drape from out west and a lake and cover his face like a faith. And I hate when I wait, never come late. Tobacco back rows, Tabussy back rows, a black boy black rows, back rows. Men grow just as surely as mountains peak and plateaus plateau. Y'all know what I mean. You just a grown ass kid. Who the fuck you
see?
Think you is?
Yes.
The sun is only halfway up. You still ain't come out your crib. You just a grown ass boy. Get up out of here with all that noise.
Yo, Chance is one of my favorite artists too. I gotta go back to what y'all saying. Y'all seeing some good stuff. Instagram about to cut me off, but I still got like a good 4 minutes. Hold on. So it's all emotions. We gonna wrap this up, but he did one chance, yeah, because they said it makes sense. It's all emotions, absolutely, and the style of showing your emotions has changed. That's why I say our standard of hip hop has died. The style of showing my emotions through telling a story through lyrical spiritual rap, people ain't feeling that no more. And Shot of Adrenaline says it best: the melody helps bring the story out. The melody is what helps us fit. When Kodak was singing on top of that ukulele just now, he could have just rapped that, but the way how you heard it was almost bluesy. It was like this, that's exactly what it is. It's trap blues. It's not mumble rap anymore. This is blues right now. That's what people is making. It was music was originally emotions. Absolutely, music is an outlet for art, and there's different forms of art, and we need to be able to appreciate each and every single one and not shoot these kids down and say, oh, they creating something I can't relate to. You can't relate to it. Doesn't mean that it's not good. It's still good music. Chance one is the best. He needs to do one with Kevin Gates. Yo, he definitely does. Chance broke the ice. Shot of Adrenaline says, it's funny because early Cash Money used to flow like this. I guess you're talking about the Chance rep record. Let's see. He snapped. He definitely did. Pain on a beat. Pain on a beat. That's the name of my mixtape. Pain on a beat. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's taking your emotions, everything that you feel, and then putting it on a song. And I like it because anybody, not saying anybody, because not everybody can do it, but it gives people a shot that can't sing to say, all right, I'm going to come out and I'm going to sing a song and talk about my life. I'm talking about what I'm going through. Even if it's about Xannies and it's about drugs, this person rapping, singing about it, this might be really what they go through on a day to day. Like, this is something that they really have to deal with. Shot of Adrenaline goes, nah, dude who came out the sunroof. That one was fire, yo. Yo, in case y'all was wondering who that was, this guy with the guitar is Einer Banks. E-I-N-E-R Banks with a Z at the end. That one was really good. Really, really good. But yeah, Instagram about to shut me down because I'm at like 58 minutes. Thank you each and every one of y'all that tuned in. If y'all interested in getting on the show, hit me at it's DJ Deem. Hit me right there. Or Quality Time TV. Y'all can email QualityTimeTVShow@gmail.com. This is Quality Time, where we talk about music. Audience gets involved. You guys let me know what you think about. Let me know about everything. Oh, you're saying the dude that came out of the sunroof had the early Cash Money flow. Oh, okay. Got you. I just like the ukulele dude too. But thank you for tuning in. I really, really appreciate each and every one of y'all. I'm going to have to cut this because Instagram... Book.